President Bush flew from his Texas ranch to the state capitol today for some self-examination. He witnessed the unveiling of his portrait in the Texas Capitol building. It shows the president smiling and looking out into the distance. As NPR's John Burnett reports now from Austin, the Bush painting now hangs in the Capitol Rotunda next to the portraits of other Texas leaders.
George W. Bush visited his old office today to witness his place being marked in Texas history.
We got all kinds of dignitaries here, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come and witness my hanging.
The president served as governor for 6 years before moving to the White House a year ago in the middle of his second term. The portraits of his predecessors had to be scooted one place forward to make room for the state's 43rd chief executive in 156 years. He occupies the space next to Democrat Ann Richards, whom he defeated in 1994. Across the rotunda, he faces W. Lee Papio Daniel, who led a Western swing band called the Light Crust Doughboys before becoming governor in 1939. One floor up, there's Governor James Hogg, famous for naming his demure daughter Ima Hogg. And staring down from higher realms is Sam Houston, the Texas Revolution hero and 8th governor.
It's an honor to be hanging with these men. It's also amazing to think they'll be here for a long, long time. And I just hope Governor Richards doesn't mind being my neighbor for eternity.
When the black velvet cover was pulled away, it revealed a portrait of the president, seated, exuding confidence, with an uncharacteristically restrained grin. He's in a dark suit with a bright blue tie, seated against a gray background, highlighted by laurels in honor of the First Lady, Laura Bush. Fort Worth artist Scott Gentling was paid $10,000 for the official portrait, which took him 2.5 months to complete. George W. Bush is reportedly so pleased with it that he's asked Gentling to do official portraits of the President and the First Lady to hang in the White House. Gentling is known in Texas for his renderings of birds, still lifes, and landscapes, in addition to his portraits. Encircled by reporters after the unveiling, the artist said the president never posed for the portrait, but he did grant Gentling a personal visit to the ranch last summer.
I had to work from the photograph they sent me, but, you know, he has a wonderful sense of humor. You got a little spark of it here, and I got it in Crawford when I was there. I wanted to show his good-natured, but a kind of sincere... He's looking out of the picture plane, and it was to a future that none of us knew at the time.
Old friends and former colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, who sat under the Capitol dome today, were clearly proud of their former governor, given the historic weight his job took on after September 11th. Texas Railroad Commissioner Tony Garza.
There's that old cliche about adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. And we saw his character here and his tenacity, and now on a much larger scale and much more critical issues, that character is on display for the country.
As governor, George W. Bush fought his fiercest battles inside this pink granite capitol over tax reform, public education initiatives, and juvenile justice. They must now seem mild, Garza noted, when compared to being the commander-in-chief over America's war against global terrorism. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.